Welcome to More Than Likes from Really Layla, where we focus on the social and social media and not just likes. On this podcast, we discuss building community, we reveal how to increase engagement, and bring back the fundamentals of social media. For more episodes, check us out on reallylayla.com. Thanks for joining. Now here's your host, Dr. Layla Sammy.
Hello everybody, and welcome to the podcast series brought to you by Really Layla, making social media really easy for your brand. I will be your host, Really Layla, or as my given name that my parents gave to me is Layla Sammy. Today we'll be talking about the first part of the strategic social media planning series, and today we'll be talking about Really Framework. The Really Framework was designed based off of my alter ego, Really Layla, which talks about research, engagement, analysis, listening, learning, and you as a brand, whether it's a personal brand or a company brand. As you know, I try to teach foundations, or I try to talk about foundations that anybody really can use to implement on social media to optimize their brand awareness amongst earned media. So the Really Framework came about, again, because of my name. I had to think of a witty acronym that would encompass all of the lessons and ideas that I thought were most valuable for social media. So the first part of the Really Framework is the research part, which is the R. And the research part encompasses another acronym or another idea called TACOMA, which I'll talk about in the next series. And what it talks about is the need for research on social media. So when you're on social media, it's important to always be researching what is going on with your target audience, who's your target audience, what channels are they on, what are they talking about, what are keywords they're using, what are their likes, dislikes, their sentiment, etc. Also, with your research, you should be looking at your competitors. What are your competitors doing? What are they saying? What are they not saying? What can you be really capitalizing on with opportunities based on voids that your competitors are not writing about on social media? After you get all the research from your target audience, your competitors, and other factors, which we'll talk about in the next podcast, the TACOMA podcast, you want to analyze all of the information, and you want to analyze your own personal brand or your company's brand. Now, analyzing the information will develop opportunities for you to understand how to really efficiently post on social media. When you're analyzing, you're using the analytics based on your brand as a company or your personal brand, based on the competition's information, and based on your target audience's information. By looking at those three aspects, you can really capitalize and leverage what you have within your resources to create an efficient social media strategy. After you do all of the research and you understand what you should be posting about and what are the opportunities for posting, then you really start engaging online. You start, you know, conversating, creating conversations, you create engaging content. You now know what is engaging to your audience, and you really start, creating conversations. And you can see a lot of brands doing this. Dunkin' Donuts, for instance, does this constantly. You see, for instance, the Patriots. I'm from New England, and the Patriots will put up content from what's going on with the players of the Patriots. For instance, last night, Rob Gronkowski, who is a Patriots player, actually won an award with the ESPYs. Now, the Patriots actually posted that information, and what happened was they received a lot of engagement from their posting. Also, you want to be engaging with your competitors, with your target audience. For instance, a great example is I posted something recently about Wheat Thins, and what happened was Wheat Thins actually responded to me. My fiance, always loved telling this story, saw a Pepsi commercial and then tweeted at Pepsi and said something about the Pepsi commercial with Beyonce, and then Pepsi responded back to my Beyonce and tag Beyonce in it and tag Beyonce in the post and said XOXO. So it's important to really be engaging because you want to create engagement, because engagement creates customer loyalty, which we'll talk about at a later podcast. After you've done the research, you've done the engagement, then you really want to look and analyze the information. I mean, really, you don't want to just analyze information based on one time after engagement, but you constantly actually want to be using this framework through and through. You don't need to, it's not a step-by-step framework, but it's a framework that should be constantly used to really complement each part of the framework. So you want to, again, do analysis. You want to constantly be analyzing the information, you know, see what engages people on social media, because at one point people might be engaged with certain types of content, but then later, maybe, you know, a month later, that content isn't as engaging. Maybe the channels are changing. Maybe, you know, currently Snapchat's a really hot channel. I mean, who knows when you're listening to this, but today in 2015, the summer of 2015, Snapchat is the hot channel to be using. Whereas I can tell you 3-4 years ago, it was really Facebook, before that MySpace, etc. So it's important to know and analyze the information based on research and the engagement of your target audience. A couple of months ago, what was really engaging, for instance, was putting in the content, wait till you see this, or you haven't seen anything like this. So that's what everybody was using as the posting topic. Now everybody knows that's not what is going to entice the target audience to engage with the brand. Next, you have two that really work hand in hand together, and the two L's work again with all of the other parts of the framework. You have the listening and learning, and it's important to always be listening, always be learning and analyzing what you're listening to and what you're learning about. As I mentioned, Snapchat has changed. You know, you want to learn from your audience, see what people are saying, your competitors, learn from your influencers, from your brand advocates, and really learn what it is that is enticing people to engage on social media. Then you want to, based on the learning, or from learning, you really will do this through listening on various tools such as Hootsuite. I can tell you a great example. I'll give you two examples for the listening. One, when I worked for one of the startups that started my career in social media called My Apartment Map, what I would do is I would create different streams on Hootsuite. Hootsuite is a content management tool that you can use for social media. So I would set up streams based on certain keywords to really listen to what people were saying and how they were talking about these certain keywords. So one of the keywords that I set up, for instance, was renting an apartment or finding an apartment. I had a number of these streams set up. So what I would do is whenever somebody would write, oh, I'm finding an apartment, or I'm looking for an apartment, or I need to rent an apartment, what I would do is I would tweet to them, because I would use Twitter primarily as a tool to connect with my audience. I would tweet to them and say, hey, based on the area you're in, here are some listings that are good for you. Or I would send them a link to my apartment map so they could come back and find information about wherever they're trying to move to. This was really helpful, and My Apartment Map was a free tool, so anybody could use it for free, and it was just really getting engagement going by listening to what people were saying. Now, another great example for listening is one of my old students sent me a picture, which I'll post underneath this podcast, and what she sent me a picture of was this company. She put up a tweet about how angry she was with her service provider. I'm going to keep the name of the service provider, I'm not going to disclose that information. She had a service provider for her cable company, and she was really upset about the internet service. So she tweeted out and said something about how upset she was about her service provider. Now, what happened was a competition, another service provider in the area was listening to their what people were tweeting about this one service provider. And actually what happened was they wrote to her and said, "Hey, just to let you know, here's our number, here's a link to our service." So because they were actually listening to what people were saying about their competition, they were able to swoop in. And they knew that the original service provider that my student was writing about wasn't really active on social media because they had such bad service. So that's how you can really listen to what people are saying. And from listening always comes learning, which goes into research, and you analyze again all of this information. Now, finally, last but not least, which we've talked about a couple of times previously, is this idea of you. And I'm not going to get too much into this because you can listen to previous podcasts on brand personality and, profile pictures and, the definition of social media, etc. But really, this idea of you is you want to have a brand image, you want your brand image to reflect your brand personality and who your brand is offline as well as online. You don't want to have differences online and offline because that really causes brand complexity, and you want to make sure that there is congruence within your brand. So make sure that you are definitely putting together and being you on social media. So that's just a little bit about the Really framework. Again, you can use the Really framework, and you should be using the Really framework constantly. It's something that always needs to be happening within your personal brand or your company brand. And again, that's researching, engaging, analyzing, listening, learning, and you. And I really am empowering you to make sure that you're always researching and doing these five different parts of this framework constantly, because by doing these five parts of the framework, what's going to happen is that you're going to be more efficient in your time and your energy, and you're going to just be really efficient and get more engagement by researching, listening, analyzing, learning through engagement and being you. Thank you so much. I look forward to our next podcast. Until next time, I'm signing off.
Thanks for joining us on today's episode of More Than Likes from Really Layla with your host, Dr. Layla Sammy. We appreciate your listening. Be sure to catch us next week and leave us some comments. And if you haven't done so, find us at reallylayla.social to learn more about our services and join our mailing list. And remember, it's more than just the likes. Until next time.